Hi, Daniel. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. So tell us about Archer.
Yeah, so Archer is 9 years old, and at 3 months old, he was diagnosed with alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. And we knew from a young age that Arch would need a liver transplant, which actually happened just over 2 years ago.
How was that when you got that news?
Yeah, it's pretty devastating. Mm. Every parent hopes that they just have a healthy child, you know, boy or girl, didn't matter. And then to find out your child has a life-threatening illness absolutely floors you. And the joy of having a brand new baby obviously switches over to the medical world, which is a pretty crazy time.
And in and out of hospital, lengths of times in hospital, how long are we talking?
Yeah, Arch didn't get sick until he was about 3 years old. And then from there until he was over seven, we were pretty much in hospital for great lengths of time. Or he would be at home not well and not attending school, but lots of appointments at hospitals as well, and you know, getting weekly or every 3 weeks transfusions. So even if he wasn't an inpatient, he was definitely an outpatient.
Yep.
So it was 4 very long years of hospital time.
And how's he going now?
He's fantastic. We're, like I said, we're post 2 years transplant.
Yep.
And there's been some little hiccups along the way, but he's an amazing little boy, and he's just smashed through it all and keeps going. You know, he's back at school full time now, which is amazing. He hasn't really been there, and just being able to be a normal 9-year-old boy with a bit of attitude, he's awesome.
Oh, around that attitude time, you got a bit to look forward to. Of course, Nikki and I are friends, and our sons, they muck around together on the computer and all that sort of stuff. So I get where you're going with the attitude. I'm 2 years ahead, so I'll just put you a bit of a... Yeah, be prepared is the only thing I can give
you.
Of course, you've got a Facebook page, Archer's Alpha Angels. How's that coming along? Because that's got some pretty personal stories in that as well.
It has. It was originally started for a mum's group. We started a group blood donation, and it's just grown from there. It was always just about progress of Arch and his hospital time, and it did get quite personal as the more we were getting desperate to get Arch over the transplant line. And there were things I had to put on there that still traumatised me, remembering them and watching them. But we had to have that awareness, and for people to actually understand, hospital time was extremely traumatic, but we're also edging to not having him as well. So it did get personal, but that's just what we had to do at the time.
Yeah, and over the next Thursday and Friday, so 2 days and 3 days' time, so Thursday, Friday, there is the match-giving day appeal for Ronald McDonald House. Can you tell us about, you know, your time in the Ronald McDonald House and the facilities there and how it all works?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've also got a daughter, Sienna, with special needs. So we've actually been using Ronald McDonald House for the last 10 years. We started at the Parkville House, which is a 5-minute walk from RCH.
Yep.
And then in the last just over two years, we've been using the new Fitzroy House. And it literally became our second home.
Mm-hmm.
It provides everything for families, from obviously your bedrooms through to having full kitchens, laundry service, volunteers. We've got a school program. They have companies that come in and cook dinner for you, because the last thing you want to do after a big day at hospital is to come home and cook or go shopping. So it literally is a home away from home, and you just meet other families that, whilst these stories aren't the same, it's the same pressures and stresses as well. So it's a really comforting place, and we've got friends now that are like family, because we did spend so much time together. So it's, whilst you don't want to have a sick child or be in that situation, it is such an amazing facility to have when you really need it.
We're talking with Nikki Irwin this afternoon, talking about the Giving Day appeal, which is coming up for Ronald McDonald House this Thursday and Friday. I guess, you know, something like this, Nikki, doesn't come cheap.
Absolutely not. For a family to stay one night at the house, it's actually $160 per family. So when you've got, especially in all the houses, there's quite a few rooms, that's actually quite a lot of money that needs to be there to support the families in need.
Yep. So obviously this Thursday and Friday, if you can donate something, because obviously, you know, things are tight with lockdowns and stuff, but if you can donate a couple of dollars, it all goes to Ronald McDonald House and will be matched by that, so which is a great cause. Now, if anyone wants to donate, Nikki, do you know a website or anything where people can head along to and donate on Thursday and Friday?
Absolutely. That would be amazing. Any donation is a great donation. And if you visit www.strongertogetherappeal.com.au.
StrongerTogetherAppeal.com.au. We'll have all the details on our website. Now, the more important question, Nikki, is obviously we know, you know, Arch is a Western Bulldogs supporter. How's he going with the Bulldogs at the moment? Is he quite comfortable with where they're at?
Oh, absolutely. We actually got to go to a game just before lockdown where we won by 111 points. So we had a very excited and happy boy. And, yeah, we're very excited where they are and how they're playing. They're going amazing.
Well, yeah, they're not doing too bad. But there is another club that's on their tail. They're called the Geelong Cats. So, well, who knows what will happen September. Hey, Nikki, really do appreciate your time afternoon. And we'll have all the details on our website. And, yeah, once again, thank you very much for your time. And say hello to Archer for us.
I certainly will, and thank you for your support as well. We really appreciate it.
It is an absolute pleasure. We'll have all the details on our website at goldcentralvictoria.com.au.